Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's get started.
Thank you for that, Zach. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, and my very special guest today on this exclusive episode of Life, Love, Faith, and Family is a friend of our ministry, a board member here at the American Association of Christian Counselors, Mr. Herb Fisher. He was also a very close friend of Dr. James Dobson, America's preeminent Christian family psychologist. Dr. Dobson, as you know, went home to be with the Lord on August 21st, 2025, at the age of 89. He leaves behind his loving wife, Shirley, their two children, Danae and Ryan. Among his many accomplishments, what Dr. Dobson was most proud of was his relationship with the Lord, his marriage to Shirley, his children, and his two grandchildren, Lincoln and Lucy. I loved watching him with those grandkids on his lap. He often said that the only thing that really mattered in life is who you loved and who loves you. And by the way, who you bring to know Jesus and help to get to heaven. With me today is someone, again, who was very close to Dr. Dobson, Herb Fisher. Herb and Doc were very close friends, lifelong friends, thick and thin kind of guys. He's here to talk about Dr. Dobson's life legacy, their special friendship. Herb, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, it's great to be on your program, Tim.
It's been a pretty tough go, Herb, all the way back to COVID, but we've been losing some giants, and then we come to this place this year where our good friend, Dr. Dobson, who I thought probably was like immortal or something, you know, he was going to live forever, Doc, but he goes on to be with the Lord, and he, again, peacefully passed away on August 21st, 2025. Herb, to honor Dr. Dobson, I can't think of anybody better than you because of your lifelong close relationship with him. Hey, if you don't mind, Herb, take us back. When did you first meet Dr. Dobson?
Well, I met Dr. Dobson really on a very unusual weekend at Focus on the Family. Every year they would do kind of like a small group, take us to a guest ranch and tell us about Focus on the Family. And one morning we got up, our cabin was cold. It was a dual cabin, one family one side and Don and I on the other side. And they came up, moved us to another cabin. Of all things, they moved us into Jim and Shirley's cabin. So that night, after the meeting, we walked into this cabin. Here's Jim and Shirley standing at the door and said, "Hey, you're in our cabin." So we chatted for a while and got ready. And after a while, we got ready to go to bed. And he said, "Do you exercise?" I said, "Well, little as possible." He said, "No." He said, "I mean, do you get up and walk in the morning?" I said, "Well, sometimes I do." He said, "Would you like to take a walk with me tomorrow morning?" I said, "I'd love to, Jim." Hmm. What I didn't think about was what time. I said, "So what time are you going to meet me?" He said, 5 a.m. Now, this is a kind of a vacation weekend. 5 a.m. That's the middle of the night. So anyhow, to make a long story short, we got up. He knocked on my door. We got up and went for our 45-minute walk, and it was cool. It was in the mountains of Montana, and we really bonded like two guys. We had a lot in common. We were both ministry people. We both had dads that were preachers, and we just really connected, and that was the beginning of a long history.
Herb, in those kind of moments, you peel some things back, you start looking inside, and you begin to see who this person really is. An interesting piece about Dr. Dobson is who he was publicly, he was also consistently the same in private. His character, it cut across everything. If there's one thing about Dr. Dobson through the years that everyone loved, is that you could trust him. In other words, you believed him. You didn't think there was some type of facade, that there was some game or some ministry, what cover over thing. No, who this man was, that's who he was.
I've been asked that question a lot of times because Jim and Shirley and Don and I literally have traveled all over the world together. And so the question that's been asked me many times, is Jim Dobson the same behind the scenes in his personal life as he is out in public? And that's one thing that I can attest to, and that is Jim Dobson was the same out on his own in vacations as he was in front of people. He lived a life, and he had conviction that I marveled at. In fact, I've copied a lot of it. He stood for honest truth, and as you know, Tim, he affected millions because of his convictions, especially for the family.
Herb, I know that he's most noted for his role of developing Focus on the Family, that mammoth organization that just started out of, what, California. And I remember going out to Pomona way back in the day and going into their headquarters, and I thought, man, Dr. James Dobson, I can't believe this. And eventually they wind up moving to Colorado Springs. Right. You were with him through those transitions, Herb, and people talked about how he ran a tight ship. In other words, I mean, he really cared not just about the finances. He cared about communicating with people. You wrote a letter to him. He was going to respond to you. You made a phone call to the ministry. He wanted to get back to you. He cared about making sure that he spoke into your life.
Exactly. And I think of the time he really, on early days, even at Focus on the Family when they moved, struggled to meet some payroll until God really got a hold of the ministry. I remember him telling me the story. Him and Shirley were in their house, prayed that God would help them meet payroll. Wow. And the next day, he went out to the mailbox, and here was a check that covered the entire shortage of payroll. That's the faith that he had. The early beginnings is when he trusted God. He never wavered in his faith to God.
Well, as you know, I spent almost eight years with Dr. Dobson on radio. Some amazing moments. One of my favorite things, and I'll talk about it later, was doing a program with Dr. Dobson about our dads, his dad and my dad. In my mind, it was about the family. It never deviated away from that. He really cared about building strong families. He believed it was the bedrock of culture. He even believed that so goes the family, so goes the church. So goes the church, so goes the family. He tied these dots together. That really drove him. And I think it was almost an obsession, in a good way, an obsession to say, listen, we can't let go of this. We've got to focus on the family.
Yeah, and I think he took it a step further. He said, so goes the family, so goes the church, so goes the culture. And he believed that. He lived it. He practiced it.
Well, look at how culture is decimated right now, the family, and what's happening. You know that? And people are hungering. You know, fatherlessness is such a big issue, Herb. Thank God the younger generations are finally stepping up and recognizing, though many of them grew up without a dad, the significance of being a dad and the impact that's having on children and our children's children. Keeping that message front and center in the church, Herb, has been such a tough, it's been a tough go. What do you think has made it such a difficult journey for the church?
Well, I think dads have left their rightful position within the family. And I think that that's been a crisis. Men have decided in their own hearts that they wanted to work for themselves and they wanted to not spend time with the family. And I think absent dads in the family and lack of time, especially with boys. And I remember when Doc talked about the book, Bringing Up Boys. And he was so passionate about that. He said, unless a boy has a father that works with him throughout his young, especially his young days, that that son will grow up and be just like his dad.
Her cachet full of parenting-related books, like Parenting Isn't for Cowards, The Strong-Willed Child, you come all the way through. There were just so many books. I remember when he wrote the book, When God Doesn't Make Sense. Yeah. You know, it was in a time in my life when I was looking at some pretty difficult, dark days. And, you know, people often wonder about suffering, why people suffer. And they struggle with that why question. When he wrote that book, he gave people permission to understand. And the title in and of itself, I thought, wow, that's amazing that Dr. Dobson would say that, when God doesn't make sense. Yeah. But in the midst of it, you peel it back and begin to, like what Spurgeon said, you may not always be able to trace his hand, but you can always trust his heart, Herb.
Exactly, exactly.
Suffering is the pain, Yancey would say, that no one wants. But it's often what the Puritans called the Valley of Vision.
That's right.
Herb, you and Dr. Dobson journeyed through some tough days. Take us into those moments and just how faith got you through.
Tim, the thing that I marvel about is that during times of adversity and issues that came into the ministry, Dr. Dobson never lost his faith. That God would carry us through. And there were times. There were times when issues came up where he was accused of standing too staunch against what I call sin. And yet he stood the faith, he held his faith, and he really affected the culture in a way that, as I look back, was marvelous.
Herb, there were some really powerful moments through the years, but I want to go back into the early years of the ministry. Some of his friends were on a plane that crashed, and they were all killed. And it was a shocking moment. Dr. Dobson, I remember telling me that that was one of those moments that really rocked his world. He just couldn't figure out why God would let that happen.
Yeah. And they were truly great friends of his. And the story goes a step further in that at one point when they were planning to take this trip, Dr. Dobson was supposed to be in that plane. And schedule changed it so that he was not part of that plane. That took Dr. Dobson into a serious, asking God why. Why did you allow my friends to die? And I was not on that plane, where he knew without a shadow of a doubt that God saved his life for a time of ministry that he has had over the last many years.
Herb, I know many times over, you talked about Dr. Dobson wanting to go out and exercise at 5 a.m. He loved to play tennis, and he loved to play basketball. And everybody knows the old connecting story between Dr. Dobson and Pete Maravich. And that scene where Pete literally died, took a heart attack or something, I think is what happened. And it just, again, rocked his world. How in the world could someone who was making such a difference for Christ, who was a great athlete, Doc liked to play against him. You know, Doc, he was competitive.
He was competitive.
Oh, he hated losing.
That's one thing I can attest to.
He did.
Even
a fighter.
Even between him and I in certain things, there was competition.
He'd hold the line, come right at you, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. And he also loved to hunt and fish.
Nice.
And I remember one trip we took up in northern Canada where he wanted to catch the biggest fish. And one of the other guys in the boat caught one that was 2 inches bigger than his. Then the rest of the day, messed him up. He would cast his rod over, and if he didn't get a bite right away, he would go back in. He wanted to catch a bigger fish.
Ted Bundy was a serial killer, really a psychopath who got caught up in sexual craziness, is what it was, Herb. And when Dr. Dobson got involved in interviewing him, I mean, it went all over the world. People couldn't even believe it. You talk about dialing in. That was probably one of his most powerful programs that he aired on Focus on the Family. And how in the world could a man be so dark in his heart and his mind? And he, remember that interview he did, Herb, about pornography?
Yes.
And all that?
He was on the commission.
Well, he was on the commission, you're right, for the government, for the president.
Exactly.
But the Bundy thing is when he went in there and did that interview right before he was executed or whatever, man, that was unbelievable. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. In fact, Jim's whole, you know, Ted Bundy asked for Dr. Dobson to come in. He requested that before he died, he wanted to meet Dr. James Dobson. And when he went in there, Jim went in there with fear and trepidation, because what he wanted to do is he wanted to really share Christ in a way that maybe Ted would give his heart to Christ. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's between God and Ted if it ever happened that way. But he went in really praying and had all his friends pray that this would be a moment in time where Ted would have an opportunity to confess Christ.
His testimony of faith in Christ, his staunch commitment to righteousness and culture, his love for the family began to, quote, just swell. He influenced, what, some five different presidents?
Yes.
Advising them. I think about an interview he did one time on CNN with Larry King. I don't know if you remember when Larry King was really big. He did this massive interview. It was amazing. Just straight up gospel, too. He didn't hiccup, and he was pretty fearless. He didn't care who was going to come after him or whatever. He said, just bring it on.
Yeah, I remember those days, and the funny part about that whole thing, Larry would come back time and time again to interview him. And I think Larry King had him like seven times on national television. And Jim kept saying to himself, Larry's hungry for the gospel. As long as he asks me, I'm going to be there.
What an amazing life. I think, too, I remember when Ralph Reed was giving him, I think it was the Winston Churchill Award. Dr. Dobson loved Churchill. I remember he had that big picture of Churchill in his office or whatever,
yes.
You know that?
Yeah.
And he loved Normandy and all that history over there and how it moved him deeply. He'd be so passionate on the radio talking about all those experiences. Herbert, at this particular night, Ralph Reed was there, and he had invited President Donald J. Trump over and Vice President Mike Pence. And I remember President made some remarks, et cetera, but there was a moment where Mike Pence then was going to introduce Dobson and give him kind of just some special accolade, and then they were going to do the presentation of the award. Dr. Dobson making his way over to the podium. And as he got over to the podium, I was seated out there because we were working together. And I shall never forget, he looks out at the crowd and says thank you to everyone, was so gracious. And then it was like he looked beyond everybody, and he said these words. I think he was 81 years old. I wish my dad was here. And the room went completely silent.
Yeah, I was there.
I wish my dad was here. And I thought, boy, oh boy, if that isn't a statement of the testament of what he really believed in. Because in this life, it is really truly about who you loved and who loved you. Herb, that love for the family resonated with people so much so that recently we were at the American Association of Christian Counselors World Conference. At the World Conference, I had the joy of years prior to that introducing Dr. Dobson at our World Conference, and I'll never forget bringing him out. He was at a point where he had made some transitions from Focus on the Family to Family Talk, and he was building this new ministry again all over, and he had come out on stage, and I don't know what was going on inside of him, but I just felt in my spirit I wanted to do something special, and it was like God gave me this word to some 7,000 people in the room. If Dr. Dobson has in any way influenced your life personally or professionally, and you have deep appreciation for him, would you stand and would you please let him know that? Herb, I'll never forget what happened. I still have chills over. They probably stood and the applause went on for at least 5 minutes.
Exactly. It didn't stop.
It didn't stop. And Herb, I remember him with tears in his eyes as he made his way to that microphone. And then he cut a joke. He was famous for, you know, opening up and hitting it out. And then he made some back and forth stuff with Shirley, and the crowd laughed as he had that way about him. But here, Herb, recently, after he's gone, we had the privilege of bringing Ryan Dobson to the stage. And as Ryan came out, as Ryan was coming out, I asked the crowd, would you, if you were influenced or touched by Dr. Dobson, would you show your appreciation? And here's his son, Ryan, to come. Herb, it was unbelievable. You were in the audience.
I was in the audience, and when Ryan turned around with tears running down his eyes, seen the crowd, over 7,000 people, he lost it. His tears flowed. And as we heard Ryan say afterwards, I could not handle the love that came from that crowd for my father. It was a moment in history that again, even through Ryan, his son, tells us that his father, Dr. Dobson, was a man of faith, a mighty warrior in prayer. He loved people, and he believed that the family would solve a lot of the world's problems, and we believe that also.
Herb, too, it's amazing. If you look at Dr. Dobson's impact in culture, you can't just think about focus on the family. I'm thinking about Alliance Defending Freedom, Family Research Council, Adventures in Odyssey. Remember the whole homeschool movement in large part was attributed to Dr. James Dobson. And then, of course, the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. Herb, what a journey and what a mind. He was just what? He really wanted to impact culture at every level for the family.
And that's what he did. His whole emphasis is starting these organizations that could feed into his ministry and continue to expand the family in ways that families never knew about, that they have legal help if they need it in the schoolroom and in other areas of ministry.
Dr. Dobson's later work, he focused on leaving a legacy. He talked about the difference between leaving an inheritance versus leaving a legacy. Inheritance is something you give to someone. Legacy is what you leave in them. And he has placed a calling, I think, in all of our lives to remember that in the end, it really is who you loved and who loved you. And the only thing you can take to heaven with you are the people you help share the gospel with and lead them to Christ. You know that, Herb?
Yes.
And that's our family. And he was big on that statement, be there. And Herb, I think I want to close it this way. Dr. Dobson was the son of a pastor. Herb, you're the son of a pastor. I'm the son of a pastor. That lineage, that legacy piece, anchored up. Those who come to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I know our dads all love the Lord, and that is in our hearts.
Yes, it is.
And that's the message, and that's the glory, that's the grace, that's the power of a life well lived. And that's how I want to remember Dr. Dobson. And Herb, I'm going to give you the closing thought as you think of your friend, Dr. James C. Dobson.
Well, he lived that life that it affected everyone. It affected my life. Since his death, I had a few moments to focus on what he meant to me. I'm a different man today. I have learned to love my family more just because of my relationship. I've watched him in the trenches. I watched him take time when we were in a hurry, take time to touch a family along the way. That's what he meant to the world.
Mr. Herb Fisher, I know it's a real loss. It's a loss to all of us. But when you're close personal friends, it's something really that goes deep into your heart. I celebrate Dr. Dobson's life with you. What a gift God gave to us all in and through the life of Dr. James C. Dobson.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Herb, for coming on and sharing some personal stories and warmth about the man.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.